Head coach Tom Ceratori now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
I thought that first period was pretty darn good here for as many new guys as you have to play in this building and playing a road game after a long travel day yesterday. I thought that first period was just what the doctor ordered.
I think 100%, Schultze. I said the same thing. It was a great road period. I thought we were in command that whole first period. I liked our legs. I liked our decisions. I just really liked our 60-minute game today, and I was really I'm proud of the guys, and I hope we respond tomorrow because I thought our guys just played with a lot of maturity tonight. I thought they were good away from the puck. I thought we managed the puck well. We could have had quite a few more goals too. You know, we just snake bit a little bit, but I just really liked our game, Schultze. And again, that's a testament to the guys. And not an easy trip whatsoever. So it's a nice win on a Friday, that's for sure.
Goal scorers always get the credit, but I thought it was two great plays by Ethan Somoza and Dan Billett.
100%. Dan Billett, really, he looked off the guy coming out to the point. He showed a lot of poise. He kind of, I tell you, I thought he was going to shoot too when he saw Harry off the back post right there, and it was a tapping by Harry. And Ethan just stayed with it on that goal. He was caught. He didn't have a lot of speed because it was a bouncing puck, but he just stayed with it. He showed some poise, and Jordan was obviously late entering the zone as well, and it was a heck of a play by Ethan.
You guys want to get back and help out your goalie all the time, but in this rink it's even more important. And there were a lot of times you had five skaters sitting around Michael Bitzer all night.
You have to, because it's a super ball in this rink. It's just it's the most difficult rink in the country to play in. And I don't care. I played in probably three quarters of them, and it's the most difficult rink in the country to play in. And the nuances of this rink are very difficult. Pucks, it's a super ball out there, Schultze. You saw that in the first period. How many bouncers from the red line almost went in, whether it was on Bitzer or their guy. I mean, it's just, there's just a lot of dicey moments. And so, again, I always tell our guys, expect the unexpected. And you got to be in the right position, and you got to just make sure, again, that you're not diddling with pucks in front of the net. Everything's got to go in the corner, because I've lost a lot of games in this building. And I can write a book on how we lost some of these games. And I know that the one in the playoffs, when we were they tied it up with 40 seconds to go on the power playoff, perhaps skate if you remember.
Yep.
I mean, that just kind of comes to mind right now. But that's here nor there right now. Our guys played a heck of a game tonight, they need to be commended for that.
What does seven straight league wins mean to you as a coach?
No, I don't know. It means that we're playing pretty good hockey, and I think our guys right now they've got a lot of want to in their game right now, and again, that. They possess that tonight.
Doesn't mean much if you lose tomorrow, so best of luck.
Thanks. See you, Schultze.
Head coach Tom Ceratori here on our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. The Beavers 2-0 winners tonight over Ferris State.